simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to calm down where you want to be. And when you find yourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is here, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn, we'll be up in mountain to a turn, turn.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert. Talk much? Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you. So glad that you've joined us this morning. And you may have guessed it, but when you hear chorale and chorus music, you know we're getting ready to talk to the Pensacola Children's Chorus Artistic Director, Alex Gardner. Alex, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Meg.
It's so good to see you. So. What is happening with the children's chorus? I know you had this huge success with your recent Ovation fundraiser.
Yes, we did. We were able to raise funds to support over 100 kids next season.
Wow.
For tuition-based, need-based scholarships. And so we appreciate all of your help getting the word
great.
Out there about that event. We were really, really excited about
it. Oh, that's great. So what's happening? First, let's start with maybe someone has no idea what the Pensacola Children's Chorus is. You've been around a long time.
Yep.
Give us a little history of your background and who you are and what you do. Because sometimes if I think of a chorus, I see, 30 people up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
this is a little different from that.
It's a little different. The Pensacola Children's Chorus has been around for 36 years. And we're a really unique organization in terms of what it means to be a choir. We, of course, sing traditional choral music, mm-hmm. But we also infuse our concerts with theatrical elements of dancing, costumes, lights and sound, things that make it feel more like a production, something you might find like Broadway style, Rockettes. That's certainly something that makes our organization unique, and it makes our concerts very fun, not only for the singers performing, but for the audience as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. And all ages, a broad range
yes,
of ages.
Yes, we serve about 300 kids a year in grades 1 through 12.
Say that again, just for fun.
Over 300 kids in grades 1 through 12. And it's a really, really special
organization. That's a lot of kids, but what you do with the kids is extraordinary. And whether that to me, when I watch these performances and see what you do, whether the kids are the best singers, quote unquote, in the world, it has to build confidence.
Absolutely, that's our biggest output of actually is when we survey our families and our singers. They just say that they come out with such developed confidence, public speaking skills, just general presence, how to conduct themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really wonderful outcome of the organization. And it transfers not in just in the performing arts, but in job interviews,
sure.
College interviews, all sorts of places where kids have to put themselves forward in places where, mom and dad aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of take ownership yourself. And so we're proud to be an organization that prepares them to do those types of things.
Well, this may be kind of an odd analogy, but I also think of it in a way when you have kids that are in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're learning about teamwork, learning the plays, learning to work together. Well, the theater and the arts and opera and singing, you have the same concept because especially when you're learning a piece, right? Somebody's doing the alto or the soprano mm-hmm. and you come in at different times and you have to learn how to listen
yes.
and to work with each other, right?
Yeah, I actually just wrote an article for Pensacola Magazine's arts issue where I basically opened up an expose of all these things that, a team sport kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at the end, what do you think I'm talking about? Well, of course, it's choir, not because we do the same things.
Yeah.
It's just, it really is just a level of interest. What
mm-hmm.
does your child like to do? It's okay if it's not a team sport because choir and the performing arts are also a team atmosphere as well.
No question about it. But it also helps the kids too. When you're around kids of different ages, you get exposed to different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You learn how to get along. I mean, I suspect that the whole experience for them is just amazing. Now, talk about if someone decided to become part of the children's chorus, what is it like from beginning to end, from when they start to when they finally are in one of the big performances?
Yeah, so we hold open auditions about 3 times a year. Our next round will start in May, and then we'll continue through our summer programs. And basically, you come in the fall, and then we start getting ready for our big holiday performance, Christmas on the Coast. And then the one we're working on right now is on Saturday, February February 28th, and that will be One World, Many Voices. And then in the spring, we always work on our Showtime concert, which is a more of like a Broadway-style review of just a bunch of different music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talk about One World, Many Voices.
Yeah, so this is the concert that if you are more of a traditional classical music lover, this is definitely the concert for you. We feature more traditional ways of presenting choral music, but if you like to be engaged, don't worry. We have that as well. We don't shy away from movement. We bring in a lot of different instruments, and we do some staging, and we always have just little songs that are a little bit funny and entertaining. What we love about this concert is that we feature important messages for not only for kids to learn about, but also important messages for our community to hear as well. And there's something about a child telling us to be better.
Very powerful.
That is very powerful. Mm-hmm. And some of the songs, unfortunately, are just poignant, more poignant than when we pick to them these days. So it's just a really, it's a really wonderful concert. The kids are doing such a great job preparing the music. We've had having our final rehearsals this week, and they're just so committed to the music. It's just a really special experience to see them do music in a way that isn't masked by any means by a costume, by a prop. It's just music for what it's supposed to be, singing for what it's supposed to be. And that's why One World, Many Voices is such a special concert.
Oh, I love that. So now it's going to be the 28th.
Yes.
So what are the times and how do I get tickets?
Saturday, February 28th. It's at 3:30 p.m. It'll be at First Baptist Church downtown. Tickets just start at $15. And the concert runs just about 100 minutes. So it's not a huge time commitment. And it features all of our choirs across grades 1 through 12. And one of the special things that we frequently hear about this concert is that you really get to see kind of like the progression of what happens when a child starts in first grade in the program and what they can strive to become when they become in high school, graduating senior, kind of the musical progression, but also the progression in just how they hold themselves as people. It's really wonderful to see.
Oh, how I wish there'd been a children's course where I lived when I was growing up. I would have loved it. I know I would have. So if you have someone that wants to get involved, what's the best way? That you said the auditions are in May, and the auditions are different than what people might think.
Absolutely. You know, audition is a scary word, and we view the audition as more of like the scary thing of taking a bold step to do something on your own. Mm-hmm. Our auditions are conducted by two of our staff members. Parents typically don't join the kid. It's only about 5 minutes, and they don't have to prepare anything. We just lead them through some special singing exercises just to really get to know where they are as a developing musician and where their voice is. But we don't have a cut system. So everybody who steps across that threshold, as long as they want to be there, we want them to be there.
I see. I think that's great.
Because
it's the cut part that is always so, the rejection and thing. When you're little, that's hard.
Yeah, we're an educational organization. We don't believe in denying children opportunities to learn and discover their passion and grow their talent and skill. That's just not... It's not something that we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I say that rejection is hard when you're little, but it's hard when you're an adult, too.
Resilience is another one of our outputs as well. Oh. We teach kids to be resilient because not everybody can do every opportunity.
That's
and
right.
So we teach them how to manage that.
Okay. Talking with Alex Gartner, he's the artistic director with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. If you've got a question or comment, please text it in this morning. That's what we are, the expert panel, and he's definitely the expert on the Children's Chorus. 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Alex Gartner is here he's the artistic director with the Pensacola Children's Chorus, talking about the upcoming One World, Many Voices event that's happening. And then we also have some other things coming up. But what I really want to talk about is summertime.
Yes, you know, we just talked on the previous segment about getting involved in the chorus. And our season of summer camps is a really wonderful way to do that. We have 4-week-long camps that we host in June and July, and they're geared toward all ages. So we have kind of like a musical in a box camp. We call it the Spotlight Series.
Fun.
And it's for children in grades 1 through 5. And they basically come every day about from 9 to 4. It depends. There's some varying dismissal times and whatnot. But they work throughout the week on a musical that no one has ever seen before. And they do singing and dancing
Do
costumes and props. And then we put it on a show on Saturday afternoon for family and friends.
Oh, how fun.
And so that's really a great way to get involved in kind of like the production theatrical side of what our organization does.
When does that start?
That is the 3rd week of June, which is June 22nd through the 27th.
So they would probably need to get signed up soon.
We just launched registration last week. And so that's online. Everything, tickets to our concerts, registration is online at PensacolaSings.org. And we also have our biggest camp is what we call the Summer Festival. And that is right at the end of the summer. So it's a wonderful time after you've scheduled all of your June camps. And, you know, you've got that July lull and parents are like, what am I going to do before these kids go back to school? Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful all day, week long camp. That really dives into just kind of the elements of singing and music education. We do large group choir, we do small group voice lessons, we do dancing, we do world music, we learn kind of how to read music, all sorts of fun stuff. It's a really great toolbox for kids to get involved in music. And that is the final week of July with a performance on the 1st of August.
Oh, that sounds great. I wish you had adult camps.
You're not the first to say that. That's why you should talk to our friends at the Choral Society of Pensacola.
Oh,
there's wonderful opportunities
there.
And
true.
Then University of West Florida has their summer choir as well. Great opportunities there.
That's true. Okay. So we have these great summer camps that the kids can take part of. And I'm sure that helps them then be a part of the chorus for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's a wonderful recruitment tool for us. You get to work with our teachers who you'd work with on a weekly basis during the school year. And the summer camps also have scholarship money available too. And then we also have fully subsidized participation through a partnership with the Escambia Children's Trust for qualifying singers. So all that information is all on our website, PensacolaSings.org. And we've got opportunities in the summer for kids in grades 1 through 12.
Okay. So you have, what else is coming up in terms of performance?
Yeah. So again, this Saturday is One World, Many Voices. That'll be on February 28th. And then in May, the second weekend of May, we have our spring showcase called Showtime.
It's so good.
It's very fun. The name always stays the same, but the music never does. Mm-hmm. I will say that what we're working on right now, we just put together a riff on like a prehistoric rock type thing that's rock and roll, but also caveman. So that's kind of fun.
Okay, wait. I'm having a hard time connecting.
I don't
that
want
one.
You to. No, you're not going to. You're going to have to come and see it.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And then we just got the perusal stuff in for this, but we're actually going to do some sort of tribute to Stranger Things.
Oh,
the music,
how fun.
The iconic music of that.
Yeah.
We're bringing in some of the new music from the new Wicked movie, the new songs that were featured in that.
Yeah.
And we're also opening with sort of like a 20s style Prohibition medley of like Anything Goes, Putting on the Ritz, Stepping Out.
I love that. So they're gonna have the 20s costumes.
Yep.
Oh,
we've
I love
just been
that.
Carrying that theme throughout the year. We started
so
it
much
we
fun.
Did an opener of like a New York style mm-hmm. Christmas at Christmas on the Coast, and then we just had our Ovation fundraiser that was just 20s speakeasy mm-hmm. themed, and now we're just gonna carry that right into Showtime.
I love it.
But one of the great things about Showtime, and actually here at One World on the 28th, is that we're previewing music that we're going to be singing at Carnegie Hall this summer.
Talk about that trip. We can't go without mentioning that.
Yeah, so the Pensacola Children's Chorus has been invited to be one of the anchor groups for what they call the National Youth Choir that's performing at Carnegie Hall on, I want to say it's Monday, June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll present music on their own during a recital during that event. And then in the evening, they'll combine with about 15 other choirs from across the United States to present special music at Carnegie. It's going to be a really wonderful festival. I get the privilge of leading that, and they asked me to write a new piece for it. So we're actually
leading the festival.
I'm leading the festival,
Alex. That's quite an honor.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Wow.
And then they asked me to write a piece for it as well, and so we're giving an unofficial world premiere at One World, Many Voices.
I just got goosebumps. That is amazing. Yeah. And this is not at some schlocky old, you know, wine house. This is Carnegie Hall.
Yes,
this is the pinnacle of the world. This is 57th and Street in New York.
Exactly.
And the acoustics there, when you go in there, you just get this sense of history and just excellence, mm-hmm. I guess is the best way mm-hmm. to put it. So that it's going to be, what an experience. Now, how many kids are going to get to go to this?
We have just about 60 who are participating and a travel group of about 100. So mm-hmm. all you out there who pray for us, because we got to herd cats all over planes, trains, and automobiles, I guess, taxis.
Yeah. Now, will you have an opportunity to spend a little time in the city with the kids, or is it really just going to be about the performance?
No, we'll definitely have a lot of fun time. We're going to get to see a couple shows and just kind of enjoy the sights and sounds. This will be our our fourth trip to New York that we've taken the kids on, so we kind of know
how
to do it and make it really fun.
So if someone's listening and they want to support all of these different efforts, and perhaps they're not a singer, they don't have, or the children have grown, how can we support the Pensacola Children's Chorus? What can we do, especially for, can we donate to that specific trip or to a particular show?
The easiest thing to do is just buy a ticket and come see what we're about, especially if you haven't seen us before. I promise we'll blow your socks off.
They are so good. I'm not kidding. It's so professional.
Thank you.
So good. Really. I love the children's chorus. And I kind of want to go to Carnegie Hall. I want to see that.
You should come.
Are you going to tape it?
We will have a recording, and they'll do a video as well.
Oh, good. That's great. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah.
I just think that's extraordinary. Okay, we've been talking with Alex Gartner, who is the artistic director with Pensacola Children's Chorus. And again, your website and how people can reach you.
Yeah, PensacolaSings.org is our website. That's the one-stop shop for tickets. Summer camp registration, audition information is all there.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Alex on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've had Alex Gardner here. He's the artistic director with Pensacola Children's Chorus. I was just saying to him during the break how wonderful it is to have a job and a career that you love. That I can just, his passion, he's been smiling the whole time we've been talking. I mean, when you love the kids and you love what you do, you're just making such a positive difference in so many lives.
Thank you.
I just love it. So, coming up this weekend.
Coming up, Saturday, February 28th is One World, Many Voices. The Children's Chorus is more traditional concert featuring music from around the world. Really wonderful messages as well, and just really excellent singing. Just if you like singing, this is just a really excellent concert. And tickets start at $15.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at First Baptist Church downtown at 3:30 p.m. And then coming up after that, we'll have Showtime, which is May 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are already available online, also through our website or at Ticketmaster.com. And then if you want to get involved, if you want a kid to want to get up, now I'm tongue-tied.
It's contagious.
If you want to have your child or a child you know get involved in the children's chorus, we're currently enrolling for our summer programs, opportunities for grades 1 through 12, all of which, again, can be found on our website, PensacolaSings.org. And then also our audition information, which will start again in May and carry throughout the summer for next season, is also available for sign-up right now.
Okay, now I have another question. I'm sure a lot of your volunteer resources come from family and parents. Mm-hmm. But what if somebody just wants to help? Do you take outside volunteers too?
Absolutely. You know, we have wonderful volunteers with our parents, but we're always looking for people who have sewing skills.
I was going to say for costumes,
any creative skills, but also, you know, just like I'm okay giving a couple hours to lift a few things, carry a few boxes up and down some stairs. Mm-hmm. If you got a truck, we love trucks. And if any grants are out there wants to give me a truck, I'll take that too.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, you know, it's a wonderful family. Our concerts, our backstage at our concerts are just really wonderful. The adults are all centered on making the kids have a great experience. And when the kids have a great time, the audience does too.
Absolutely.
It really just shows. It shines brightly on stage.
In all the years I've seen the shows, I don't think I've ever seen a bad show.
Oh, well, thank you.
No.
I mean, don't think we produce them.
No, I mean, I'm quite serious about that. The quality is just excellent.
Yeah, we try. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma about what kids can do and what might, you know, what your preconceived notion of what a child's singing is. And we really don't do that. We have a wonderful team of educators who know exactly what they're doing. They know how to nurture a talent. They know how to grow a child's skills. And they know how to do it in an environment that is safe, inclusive, validating, but also challenging and rigorous and all the wonderful things, a great environment for kids to grow and challenge themselves and become confident, self-assured people.
Yeah. Well, I know so many people that participated in children's chorus that are adults now. So I guess, do you ever do an alumni event?
Actually, we just had an alumni.
Did you?
We
did.
They had like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was a love song themed. It happened around Valentine's Day at Odd Colony Brewery.
Oh,
and it was fun. They had a wonderful time and we're going to have some more opportunities.
I think that would be great. Okay. So the big event, February 28th.
February 28th, One World, Many Voices, 3:30 p.m. at First Baptist Church. Some wonderful choral singing. So we hope many of you will join us. Tickets are available online at PensacolaSings.org.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much, Alex Gardner here with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. Someone was asking they'd like to read the article in Pensacola Magazine. You can find that in just as a free magazine. You can find it all over town.
And we posted it on our website and social media as well.
Perfect. PensacolaSings.org.
.org.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Meg.
Can't wait to see the show. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.